As we've heard, it'll be a star clash in the by-election for Bennelong on December the 16th. Labor's former New South Wales Premier, Christina Keneally, will go head-to-head with the Liberals' John Alexander, a former tennis star. The former Liberal MP, another casualty of the dual citizenship drama, was considered a shoo-in, but now faces a competition, according to the ABC's election analyst, Anthony Green, who I spoke with earlier. Anthony Green, how much of a threat does Christina Keneally pose to the Liberals' John Alexander?
I think she is quite a significant threat. The difficulty for the Labor Party was coming up with a candidate who had some sort of profile to challenge Alexander. The margin's 9.7%, which is relatively safe. But Christina Keneally walks into the contest with a lot of people knowing who she is as a former Premier and a former quite popular Premier despite the terrible landslide defeat of her government. She actually had quite a significant personal popularity, and she will bring that to the contest, and voters will know who the Labor candidate is.
As you say, she was a popular New South Wales Premier despite leading her Labor government to its worst ever defeat. But will that be enough to get her across the line in a seat which is held by 9.7%?
Well, you'd think that probably half of that margin will disappear because of the state of the current polling of the government, which is showing at about a 5% swing. There may be some sympathy for Alexander about why this by-election has been called. I don't think everyone blames the MPs for getting something like this. Now, someone who was born here in 1951 suddenly discovers he's got British citizenship is just a little bit bizarre. But I think the fact that Christina Keneally is a candidate will make it potentially winnable for Labor. But there'll be a lot of campaigning over the next few weeks.
Ms Keneally says it's an opportunity for her to stand up and say to Malcolm Turnbull, "Your government is awful." How will that wash coming from a former Premier whose government was dogged by corruption allegations and who in fact saw one of her ministers jailed for misconduct in public office?
Well, certainly that'll be highlighted in the election campaign by the Liberal Party. But will people still remember it? What's more relevant to people when they go out to vote at the by-election, the current federal government or the Labor government from 6 years ago?
So how much of a coup is this for Labor then?
I think it's an enormous coup because the difficulty was they needed someone who was high profile, and certainly she is, and she's available to run, and she will be a threat to the Liberal Party.
And is there any question over John Alexander's standing?
He needs to sort out his get rid of his British citizenship. That should be possible. They just get the High Commission should be able to fast track that, given the British High Commission and the British government will well understand that this has an impact on the composition of the Australian Parliament, getting this residual citizenship sorted out quickly.
And is there likely to be any other candidates of note that will stand in this seat?
None that will threaten the contest. I mean, the maximum number of candidates we'd ever seen at a by-election is 22. We've got 17 for New England, which is a relatively uncontroversial by-election at the moment. I think the 22 record will easily fall in Bennelong, and there'll be a huge field potentially.
Is this a particularly hard seat to win for Labor? Maxine McHugh took it away from John Howard, but that's the only time Labor's held it.
That's certainly the case. It is a seat which is more naturally Liberal. Many of these seats can fall at by-elections. You know, seats do fall at by-elections because you get the normal by-election swing, and certainly Labor will be hoping to tap into that. John Howard's loss, well, that may reflect some of the ethnic composition of the seat. It was a high migrant seat, and particularly a large Asian community who at various times had some ambivalence towards the Howard government. But I think there's been significant changes in voting patterns in that area, and certainly the New South Wales Liberal Party are much better at talking to the Chinese community and various Asian communities than they used to be a decade ago.
The ABC's election analyst, Anthony Green.